On Sunday, January 7th, the team left our camp here at Laguna Verde Lake very early in the morning for an ascent of Mula Muerte. And if you speak Spanish, yes, that does mean dead mule. Dead mule peak was our goal for the day. Summit we were shooting for was 18,600 feet. In other words, it was 4,400 feet above our camp here at Laguna Verde. A big day of ascent. It was going to be an important day of conditioning for this group, plus a very beautiful summit if we could reach it. About 1:45 in the afternoon, Daphne, Martin, Klaus, Jeff, and Danny followed Oswaldo and I up to the very top, the very peak. And just a few minutes later, Claire showed up with this beautiful smile on her face, really happy to have reached the top. Just a little bit lower down, Steve and Jerry and Nikki had turned back at one of our false summits. We call them falsies. When you start up a big ridge on mountains like this, you'll see what you are certain is a summit. You'll reach the top, and there will be another summit beyond. At a falsie not far below the true summit, Steve, Jerry, and Nikki had turned back. And down at 17,000 feet, Carol and Mario, the guide, had turned back. And a little bit below that, Opus and Aaron had turned back with Rodolfo. Today was about acclimatization, so however high people went was a worthy effort. But in the high winds of Mula Muerte, we were given a good taste of what's going to be coming when we try to do Ojos del Salado in a few days. I estimate that we had winds of at least 40 knots. I didn't see anyone get knocked down, but we all were knocked off balance and had to make an effort to stay upright at various times in a high wind. Temperatures have been quite warm, though. And as I keep saying, it's beautiful. We look back down on the salt lake of Laguna Verde, the brilliant green salt lake of Laguna Verde, and out across the expanse of the Atacama, the high Atacama Desert, seeing many, many peaks reaching over 6. It was a beautiful climb.